"So," said he, smiling, "it was you, then. I thought that it must be when I saw the door open." "Oh, I am so frightened," I panted. "My dear young lady, my dear young lady." You cannot think how caressing and soothing his manner was, and what has frightened you, my dear young lady. But his voice was just a little too coaxing. He overdid it. I was keenly on my guard against him. "I was foolish enough to go into the empty wing," I answered, "but it is so lonely and eerie in this dim light that I was frightened and ran out again. Oh, it is so dreadfully still in there." "Only that?" said he, looking at me keenly. "Why? What did you think?" I asked. "Why did you think that I lock this door?" "I am sure that I do not know. It is to keep people out who have no business there. Do you see?" He was still smiling in his most amiable manner. "I am sure if I had known..." "Well, then, you know now. And if you ever put your foot over that threshold again..." Here, in an instant, the smile hardened into a grin of rage, and he glared down at me with the face of a demon. "I'll throw you to the mastiff!"